Well, g'day. Welcome to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron's my name. I'll be with you for a little while now with a folk music program here on your community FM station in the central west of New South Wales, 2MCE. Some old favourites and some new material. A featured album today that goes back a little way, but it's a new one to me. I mean, I knew it existed, but I don't think I've featured tracks from it on the program before. But I will today. You'll hear more about that in just a little while. But we'll start proceedings with a couple of tracks from the Wheeze and Suck Band, a band which used to exist in Sydney. All the musicians still exist, but they're playing in different configurations these days. We'll hear the Warlike Lads of Russia, and then a little surprise.
All in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Now when Bonaparte from Poland to Moscow he went, with all his troops and all his men, their minds were fully bent. For to take the Russian country, they were full employed. But the Russians fought against them, and they soon them destroyed. All those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. From Moscow, the city, all the Russians did retreat. Neither Bonaparte nor all his men nor anything could get. When from Moscow, the city, all the Russians, they took flight. They set the town on fire and they burnt it down that night. All those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. To Moscow, the city, all the Russians did attack. Against Bonaparte and all his men, they fought and pulled him back. But the action being so hot from right and left and front and rear, oh, damn you, says old Bonaparte, I'll stay no longer here. All those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. To conclude and thus to try and finish off my song, old Boney's made the Russians swear they wish they'd hold of him, and the cruelest death they'd put him to that ever did a man befall. Oh, curse you, says old Bonaparte, I'm clear of you all. All those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. like lads of Russia. They fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind. Oh, those warlike lads of Russia, they fought all in one mind, made Bonaparte to run and leave his troops behind.
Does that ring any bells at all for you?
Mm.
How about the Guns of Navarone? That's the Wheeze and Suck Band from Sydney. They were. A little bit of a nod to the Scatterlights. There, the Guns of Navarone. And before that, from the same album, the Warlike Lads of Russia. The tale of Bonaparte's disastrous attack on Russia in 1812. That cruel cold winter saw Boney retreating with only 10,000 men from an initial force of 600,000. Napoleon's statement about this staggering waste of life apparently was, "My army took some losses." Now, you're listening to Come All Ye, and you need to hear this.
Once I was a waiting man that lived at home at ease. Now I am a mariner that ploughs the angry seas. I always loved seafaring in life, I bid me love adieu. I shipped a steward and cooked me pies and board the kangaroo. I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue as we sailed away from Milford Bay and board the kangaroo. Think of me, oh think of me, she mournfully did say, when you were in a foreign land and I am far away. Take this lucky threepenny bit, it'll make you bear in mind Just loving to rust and faithful heart you left in tears behind. Cheer up, me own true love, don't weep so bitterly. She sobbed, she sighed, she choked, she cried, and she could not say goodbye. I won't be gone for very long, it's but a month or two. When I return again, of course I'll visit you. Oh, I never thought you would prove false or either proven true. As we sailed away through Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo. Our ship was homeward bound from many's the foreign shore. Many's the foreign present unto me love I bore. I brought tortoises from Tenerife, ties from Timbuktu. A China rat and a Bengal cat and a Bombay cockatoo. Paid off I sought her dwelling on the street above the town, where an ancient dame upon the lane she was hanging out her gown. Where is my love? She's vanished, sir, about 6 months ago, with a smart young man that drives the van for Chaplin, Son and Co. I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as we sailed away through Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo. To help to dreams of married life, to soap, to suds and blue, hearts through love and pit and starch and washing soda too. I go unto some foreign shore, no longer can I stay. With some china hot and tot, I'll throw my life away. My love, she is no foolish girl, her age it is 80. My love, she is no spinster, she has been married twice before. I cannot say it was her wealth that stole me heart away. She's a viler in the laundry for 1 and 9 a day. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as we sailed away through Milford Bay and more of the Kangaroo.
Crowd was very happy to hear Planxty back together again. That was recorded in 2004, and they hadn't been performing as a band for quite a few years at that stage. But they did get together 2004, recorded that concert, and rather good they were. Christy Moore singing The Good Ship Kangaroo, and the crowd loving every minute of it. You're listening to Come All Ye. Now, let me see. Have you ever put basil in your hair? Well, if you were a gypsy from Wallachia, you might. The translation goes, I put basil in my hair to be very attractive so that all the boys will rush and love me. Little basil, come and choose the most handsome. That's what it says here. I put basil near my heart to sit in my soul, to comfort me and tell me who is my chosen one. My little basil, please help me with your magic. This is Maria Buza with Taraful Chilendra. Ce
жалі дівчин май промушен пустую. Ajută-mi cu farmecul tău, usuioc. Păi zică lumea orice ce, poate să spună că sunt nebună, că e prostie vrăjitorie. Zică lumea orice ce, eu tot cred. Ține-l târziu, busuioc. Mi-am pus busuioc în pat, măi, să-i placă lui, iubitul lui, să fie bine când e cu mine, să-i lămbete ca să-și uite de alte fete. Măi, busuioace, tu știi ce vreau eu, ține-mi-l mie, doar mie mereu, busuioc. Păi zică lumea orice ce, poate să spună că sunt nebună, că e prostie vrăjitorie. Zică lumea orice ce, eu tot cred.
Apartheid, internment, conscription, partition and silence. It's the law that they made to keep you and me where they think we belong. They live behind steel and bulletproof glass, machine guns and spies. And tell us who suffer the tear gas and torture that we're in the wrong. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or pour tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes. No time to ask why. The wail of the siren is the cry of the morning. The writers, the rebels, the fighters and all. And the strikers who fought with the cops at the factory gates. The sons and the daughters of unnumbered heroes who paid with their lives. And the poor folk whose class or creed or belief was their only mistake. No time for they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes. No time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is the cry of the morning.
Sacco, Vanzetti, Connolly and Pierce in their time. They came for Newton and Steele and the Panthers and some of their friends. In London, Chicago, Saigon, Santiago, Cape Town and Belfast. And the places that never made headlines, the list never ends. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes, no time to ask why. And the wail of the siren is the cry of the morning. Are only a few of the everyday cops on their beat. The CID branchmen and spies and informers do their job well. Behind them, the men who tap phones, take pictures and program computers and files. And the ones who give the orders which tell them when to come and take you to a cell. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes, no time to ask why. The wail of the siren is the cry of the morning. To give to your sisters and brothers the will to fight on. They say you get used to a war, but that doesn't mean the war isn't on. The fish need the seas to survive, just like your comrades do. And the death squad can only get to them if first they can get through to you. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes, no time to ask why. The wail of the siren is the cry of the morning. No time for love if they come in the morning. No time to show fear or for tears in the morning. No time for goodbyes. No time to ask why, and the wail of the siren is the cry of the morning. Yes,
If They Come in the Morning, a song written by Jack Warshaw, sung there by the late Roy Bailey, from an album by a group that lived for a little while called Band of Hope. Roy Bailey, Martin Carthy, Stefan Hannigan, John Kirkpatrick and Dave Swarbrick. What a lineup. That was 1994. And the message, pretty relevant, stays relevant, possibly always will stay relevant, If They Come in the Morning. You're listening to Come All Ye. And a couple of tracks now from Loaded Dog, one of my favourite Australian bands. Not sure if they're still performing through various health reasons, but they fortunately recorded several CDs, and they're all great. So from the album A Coastline Facing West, we'll hear a couple of polkas, first of all. What can I tell you? From the sleeve notes, I can tell you that the first one was written by Phil Gray and second by Bob Rummery, two members of the band. Quote, "Over the hill and through the puddle," unquote, were the instructions given to Phil Gray to help him find the track into the eastern side of Stokes Inlet National Park. Then back on the Monero was the result of a trip through the southern Monero on our way back to Perth from the New South Wales south coast. This was our first time back in this country for about 20 years. Loaded Dog from Perth at the time, two polkas. Then we'll follow with a song called Remember Port Melbourne. This was written by Rob Fairbairn, who was from Melbourne. A good little song, they write, that's a delight to sing and play and which nearly always gets an audience singing when the chorus comes around. So get ready for that. You can join in. And because you're possibly listening at home, you can sing as loudly as you like and be as off-key as you like. It won't put anyone off.
Remember Port Melbourne on Saturday night at the pub that they call Molly Bloom. Remember the sailors, the drunks and the fights, and the band at the end of the room. And do you remember the first time we met? You soon had me under your spell. It was one of those moments I'll never forget. Oh yes, I remember it well. They sang Waltzing Matilda. Jim had his place by the bar, a silver-topped cane in his hand. Big Eddie, he borrowed the singer's guitar, and he strummed out the Black Velvet Band. We were wrapped in the music, swept up by the sound, and we knew all the words to the song. Shy, you were young. So I went to the bar and I bought us a pint. Then the alcohol loosened our tongues. We spoke of the present, we honored the past. The words began flowing like wine. Oh, we savored each moment like it was the last. While the band played along, they sang Waltzing Matilda, they played the Wild Rover, Pat Riley and Molly Malone, they were there. The band kept on singing it over and over, oh don't you remember my dear. They sang Waltzing Matilda, they played the Wild Rover, Ned Kelly and Henry and Banjo. Don't you remember my dear?
That's a nice little song, isn't it? Remember Port Melbourne from Loaded Dog, and before that, a couple of polkas from that band. Time to introduce you to the featured album, and it's called Bilingua, or Bilingua. Comes to us from Enya Neulahon, whose voice was described by Time Out magazine as being as clear and brittle as hand-blown crystal. She certainly had a wonderful voice. Born into an Irish-speaking family in 1957, her father was Pádraig O'Houlihan, a school inspector from Dundalk, and her mother was Enya Devlin, a teacher from Cullyhanna in South Armagh. The parents shared a great love of music and Irish language, local history, and Enya was the seventh of eight children. We will start proceedings from her album, the featured album, with the title track, Bilingua.
Bye. is cast, made of filigree seams from the hands of his own creator. May you find me fit to keep, the fisherman sings to the wind and to the skies and to the ocean.
Enya Neolahan, two tracks from the featured album today. First of all, the title track called Bilingua, which included words and music by her. And the slow reel that went with the song was composed by her husband, Jerry O'Connor. Then we heard The Fisherman, in which Enya Neolahan put words to a composition by the wonderful Breton guitarist Gilles Le Bigot, The Fisherman. That's from the featured album, Bilingua. Enya Neolahan lived for only 42 years. She died in 1999, sadly, and for much of the 1990s, she did not enjoy good health, but did a lot of recording and raised a family. Was very well known around the Irish music and music teaching areas in Ireland. She and her husband formed a band called La Lu, L-U-G-H. Lu was, well, the county Louth also takes its name from Lu, a pre-Christian Irish god. Lu, also the ancient Celtic god of creativity. So fairly appropriate choice, perhaps, for the name of a group featuring such innovative musicians. We'll come back to that featured album in just a little while.
Thank you.
An interesting album, that one. I say that about a lot of albums, but this one certainly justifies it. It's called Shalom Island by Kaylee Zimmer. Kaylee, an Irish dance party. Zimmer is Hebrew for song. So they've combined traditional Irish music with klezmer. They're a group from California. Not sure if they still exist. This album is not new. But some fascinating stuff on it. I mean, an album that has the boys of Porta Ferry, Puertna Puka, Crooked Road to Dublin, The Virginia, Lament for Limerick, and The Parting Glass. And then tracks like Planxty Ginsburg, Hatigva, Horamit Sibelesh, and the one we heard there, Naftali Spilt Far Dem Reben. Naftali plays for the rabbi. That's what we've just been listening to. It's a widely known Turkish, T-E-R-K-I-S-H. Probably traditional, although sometimes attributed to a clarinetist named Naftali Brandvine, who recorded it in 1923. Kaylee Zimmer. Now, what can I do for you next? Ah, yes, two tracks from an album that optimistically styles itself the definitive folk collection. Maybe. You be the judge. We'll hear the Albion Band, first of all, with The Press Gang, and then Colin Reid and the Queen of Two Rooms.
There's a wandering warlike rabble trying to catch you unawares. They'll enlist you for their service, give you time to say your prayers. Don't get drunk within hearing. Hold your liquor, hold your tongue, or they'll wave the bright queen shilling till their grubby bargain's done. They will fill your glass with poison, fill your pockets till they spill, fill your ears with flattery, and then move in for people and the queen. We are the guardians of the shells. We beat the drums, we call to arms. We are the law unto ourselves. McBride, he waved his cudgel and he beat the gang away. Now the scribblers and the snappers must be served the self-same way. Run them through the courts and benches, pillory the whole damn crew. Run them through the streets in shame, and when it's done, then run them through. We serve the people and the queen. We are the guardians of the shells. We beat the drums, we call to arms. We are the law unto ourselves. There's a wandering warlike rabble trying to catch you unawares. They'll enlist you for their service, give you time to say your prayers. We serve the people and the queen.
Rush recording from the, I was going to say keyboard, but it was fingerboard, really. Colin Reid, fine guitarist from Belfast. And he's done a lot of work with orchestras and so on, so I imagine he arranged all that. Queen of Two Rooms, that piece of music. Before that, the Albion Band with The Press Gang. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Time for another track from the featured album today. This is Enya Niolahan with Oro.
Oro Shedavan Owala Oro's Canon in Uwala Oro Shedavan Owala Tatua Mwile Raiha
harmony vocals there from the family, in a couple of cases, of Enya Niolahan from the featured album on the program today, Balingua, a track she calls Oro, otherwise the known as Oro Shedavaha Walia, was a Jacobite song originally. So there we go. A bit of djembe work there as well, underpinning the largely a cappella version of that song. And a very fine voice she had, Eniola Hon. Great loss. Now, a track, or hang the expense, two tracks from Kevin Burke and Jed Foley. Fine album called In Tandem. Instrumental, first of all, the Roscommon Reel, McGovern's and Fred Finn's, and then Johnny Todd.
Thank you. taught his ten an ocean for to sail across the sea, and has left his own dear genie weeping on the green a key. Weep no more, my own dear genie, take your bairn upon your knee. When I return, we'll be married down upon the green. Such a riches for Australia he is bound, handsome in his canvas breeches for to sail the world around. Weep no more, my own dear genie, take your bairn upon your knee. When I return, we'll be married down upon the green. She's waited for a ship out on the quay. Dreams may tell her she's forsaken, but she still can hear him say, weep no more, my own dear genie, take your bairn upon your knee. When I return, we'll be married down upon the green. Out on the ocean, bringing Johnny to his dear. Weep no more, my own dear genie, take your bairn upon your knee. When I return, we'll be married down upon the green again.
Todd, sung there by Jed Foley, who played a very fine guitar, and Kevin Burke playing fiddle. Before that, those two gentlemen gave us the Roscommon Reel, McGoverns and Fred Finns, both tracks from an album called In Tandem. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Now, an album called Three Waves Under the Bridge. An interesting production, this one. Came my way thanks to one of the three musicians on the album, Andy Bussatil. Andy lives in Hazelbrook in the Blue Mountains of New South Wales, and he has a rather good recording studio there. On this album, he plays lots of instruments, as do his buddies Umut Chehan and Itai Shaked. Now, the tracks were recorded at Andy's studio in Hazelbrook, at the Double Espresso studio in Tel Aviv in Israel, and the Babelson studio in Toulouse in France. Okay, that's nice. They've travelled a lot. No, they haven't, because the three of them recorded their own bits at studios near where they are. So the Bridge Project, they're called, collaborated over many moons and over many miles, and got together in cyberspace to record this album, Three Waves Under the Bridge. And here's a track called Goodbye, My Country. The Bridge Project, music recorded partly in Hazelbrook in New South Wales, partly in Tel Aviv in Israel, and partly in Toulouse in France. Interesting effort. Here's Danny Spooner.
When I arrived in Quindary, the girls all jumped for joy, saying one and two the other, here comes a union boy. We'll treat him to a bottle, likewise to a dram, and with all our hearts we welcome in the loyal union man. Well, I hadn't been in Quindary about 2 days or three, when a handsome, pretty, fair young mate, she fell in love with me, introduced me to her mother as a loyal union man, saying, "Mother, dearest mother, he wants to join a gang." Oh, daughter, dearest daughter, now this can never be, but just 4 years ago he stabbed at Borkadee. But mother, dearest mother, the truth to you I tell, since then he's joined the union and the country knows it well. Well, Fred, if you've joined the union, you must stick to it like glue, and all the scabs upon your back, though soon will be so few. But if you go the scabbing or blacklegging likewise, it's with me love fingernails I'll scratch out both your eyes. I'll put you to some cruelties, I'll squeeze you in a vice, I'll chop you up in a hay machine and sell you for Chinese rice. So all you honest workers, wherever you will be, rise up the flag, the union flag, the flag of unity. Then scabbing in this country will all be at an end, and I pray that every worker here will be loyal union friends.
By coincidence, that album that that track comes from, Home by Danny Spooner, was recorded in Andy Bussetel's studio. Sadly, not very long before Danny Spooner passed away. He was very unwell at the time of that recording. You may have been able to tell, if you're familiar with his earlier recorded work, you'd know how strong his voice was. Not so on that recording, but he made it through the album, partly through the determination to get the work done and partly because of the support offered by Andy and his wife Denise at the recording studio. A very gentle man is Andy Bussetel. But that was Danny Spooner with the Union Boy.
In my bed from now.
because I still love you. My life and your dead. I still would be your shelter.
Disturbing, that song, don't you think? Yes, that's I'm Stretched on Your Grave from the featured album on the program today, Bilingua, by the late Enya Ni'ulohon. Wonderful voice she had, and taken much too soon. Now, we'll change the tempo considerably and go to the band La Musaraña, the Water Rats. This track is Pindongos de Monte Hermoso. The cacheres, pipe and tabor player, Pablo Manuel Rey, sent these particular pindongos to the band. And a pindongo is a dance related to the picaush and charada from Salamanca. Their age and beauty transport us immediately back to the scene of the day of the dance in the town square. So, here we go. A dance from La Musgaña's album Temas Profanos. Very lively stuff from La Musgaña, a set of pindongos from Monte Hermoso and the album Temas Profanos. Now, time for a chilling tale. This is The Green Lady. It's the title track from an album by Kaz Forbes and Stee Moncrief. The story of a tree spirit who lures young men into her wood so she can drink their blood. The song is the last in Ruth L. Tung's book The Chime Child. The young man in this song is lucky enough to have a young lady to protect him, and she, in a Buffy-esque type move, takes an axe to the tree, putting an end to the spirit.
mount his horse, and the green lady calls, draw near, come here. But a little axe had she held down by her knee, and she chopped.
Right, that's enough of that misery. Let's finish the program with something a little more up-tempo. This is from a lovely album called Sound and Rumour by Brass Monkey. This is Betty Fitchett's Wedding, and I'll follow it with the German Schottische. Thanks for your company today. That's it, folks. Come All Ye will return in due course. You can catch it on podcast or online or whatever you like. However you choose to do it, please do it. And talk to you soon. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now.